Mark chapter 1, verse 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of the Word, well, it's Wednesday. We made it to the midpoint of the week, the first week of school. I hope it's been a good week for you so far. In fact, we all want this to be a good week, don't we? And a good month, and a good year. We hope that during this entire year, no one has to go to bed hungry. And wouldn't it be something if no one got sick in this whole year? If no one came down with a fever? If no one suffered pains of body or of mind? Does anybody here think that it will be that kind of a year? Don't we rather know that there will be challenges, perhaps even greater challenges than homesickness? Challenges because of our own weakness, or because of the weakness of those around us, yes, even of our friends, which might hurt the most? There will be challenges and temptations because of thorns and thistles, because of the wretched state of this world. Even on a day as nice as this one or yesterday, can you imagine how beautiful the world must have been before sin? The evangelist Mark knew before he dipped his quill in the ink for the very first time what kind of challenges he would be writing about in his book. Hunger, sickness, fever, leprosy, paralysis, demons, mental anguish, children dying, families hurting, churches robbed, churches robbing, innocence suffered, the foe in triumph shouting. And yet, Mark begins his book by putting the quill to the paper and saying, the beginning of the gospel, that is, good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus, the anointed Messiah himself, would face storms of opposition and betrayal by his closest friends, unimaginable pain and ignominious death, all while he proclaimed the good news, the kingdom of God is at hand. And he overcame everything in our name. Yes, there would be sinners from beginning to end of Mark's book, and we are sinners today and will be tomorrow as we were yesterday. We will have tearful times when we're tempted to think that our Savior can't or won't ever help us. And we will have cheerful times when we're tempted to forget our best and kindest friend. But thank God, this book is not all about us. This is the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He who lived in the glory of heaven gave it up to come to the campus of this world to become the Son of Man, one of us. Jesus Christ will make the difference this year. Yes, we need to pass through many afflictions in this life, fierce storms, rainy days, even here at Emmanuel. But the good news is and will be Jesus Christ, who made his cross of pain and affliction into a symbol of life and peace with God for us. And now He lives to take every single one of your pains and make it serve your good. Think of the little child who suffers a certain amount of pain to teach him obedience to his parents. Should he be spared that? So that when he goes away to school, he automatically resists his teachers and other authority figures as he has his parents? And then when he's no longer in school, his poor record makes many job opportunities unavailable to him, and doors begin to slam in his face, and now he suffers far greater pain than the little child would have received at the hands of loving parents keeping him in line. In this and many other ways, God can take the pains and sorrows of this life, even the ones that we bring on ourselves, and make them serve for our good here in this life, and especially as He brings us to our eternal home. In spite of all the trouble that Mark had to report in his book to the Roman Christians, his goal was not to report the trouble, but to bring to them the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the splendor of His deep, deep love. Now you, and your teachers too, believe it or not, have come to school to gain knowledge. But there is something greater than knowledge. And that is, as Mark's mentor, Paul, put it, that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. With Jesus at your side, this will be a good news year, guaranteed. Amen. Hymn 760.